Hello, this is Steve Bailey, heartily welcoming you to episode 41 of Hard Boiled Eggs and Nuts, a Laurel and Hardy podcast. Today I thought I would cover two of Laurel and Hardy's silent movie classics from 1928. So, let's start with Your Darn Tootin'. Your Darn Tootin' has been praised by Laurel and Hardy biographer Randy Scredvet as showing that when Stan and Ollie are, literally and figuratively, stripped of everything else in this world, they still have each other. And if you want to see the movie in those lofty terms, you could say that it's really like watching the entire span of Laurel and Hardy's friendship in 20 minutes. On top of that, it's funny as all get out. If anything proves that silent movies were never really silent, it's the opening of Your Darn Tootin', where Stan and Ollie perform in an orchestra and most definitely march to the beats of their own drums. As hilarious and chock full of sight gags as it is, the scene would be sorely diminished without proper musical accompaniment. One of the soundtracks that's currently making the rounds for this movie sports a rousing version of Columbia at the Gem of the Ocean, and Robert Youngston had his music man, Knocky Parker, cook up a perfectly synchronized score when he included the scene in his 1967 compilation, The Further Perils of Laurel and Hardy. In any case, the scene humorously demonstrates why Stan and Ollie quickly lose their jobs after riling up their pompous conductor. Act 2 of the movie shows Stan and Ollie at their boarding house, where they do a dry run, well, not exactly dry, of the salt and pepper shaker lid routine they later reprised in the Hooskow. Suffice to say, Ollie gets a lot of seasoning in his soup, thanks to Stan. Then the landlady's son tips off Mom that the boys were fired from their jobs, and the landlady orders them out. They leave with a melodramatic flourish, made considerably less dramatic by the fact that they have mistakenly have each other's hats on. Act 3 finds the boys out in the street, trying to scrounge up a living with their band instruments and playing gags that would come off as smart-alecky done by any other comedians. One example is a cop asking them, "Do you have a license?" In other words, a license to play instruments. And Ollie says, "We have no dog." Ollie's eventual venting of his frustration results in Stan's angrily throwing Ollie's horn out into the street, where one of those trucks that seemingly lie in the wait for Laurel and Hardy rolls over the horn and squashes it flat. Ollie tips his hat over his forehead in a sign that Stan will be getting his, though of course Ollie forgets who started the fracas in the first place. Ollie and Stan have it out in a hitting, shin-kicking, pants-ripping melee that spreads like a fever to everyone who passes by. This is the sort of slapstick violence that is sniffed at by non-Laurel and Hardy buffs, but here it is certainly built up accordingly, unlike Three Stooges shorts that start at this level and go straight to mayhem. In any case, the fever spreads even to an innocent victim who has to only to walk nonchalantly in front of this crowd before being denuded himself. Finally, a cop happens onto the mess, and Stan tears his pants off before realizing what he has done and running off with Ollie. An overweight, pantsless man cries, "I've been robbed!" And the final shot shows the recipients of the robbery, Stan and Ollie, crammed into a single pair of pants, tipping their hats at the crowd in the hope of inconspicuously leaving the scene of the crime. This movie was released in Britain under the title The Music Blasters, and a coda at the end of the currently circulating silent version shows the title card for this. But their occupation here is of little consequence as it is in the later 20th century Fox film The Dancing Masters. It is merely a catalyst to demonstrate that as much as they might beat each other up, Stan and Ollie will walk off into the sunset together, even if only in one pair of pants between them. Second movie I would like to cover from 1928 is Leave 'Em Laughing. Now, from Charlie Chaplin and Laughing Gas to Steve Martin and Little Shop of Horrors, for decades movie comedians have known that you can't go wrong exploiting comedy from people's fear of dentists. It was inevitable that Laurel and Hardy would try their hand at it, and that the results would be as funny as they are in Leave 'Em Laughing. Once their characterizations were firmly grounded, Laurel and Hardy's best format, as in the movie I just discussed, was the three-parter. Here, the three settings are their apartment, where Ollie tries to nurse Stan through a painful toothache, the dentist's office, where both Stan and Ollie get overcome with laughing gas, and the city streets, where Laurel and Hardy disrupt traffic and cause a traffic jam and ruin the day of a traffic cop played by Edgar Kennedy. It's a simple setup, to be sure, but the gags pay off due to Laurel and Hardy's solid characterizations. There's the scene where Ollie offers Stan a hot water bottle to ease his pain, but Stan falls asleep and lets the bottle leak into the bed, causing Ollie to think that Stan has a control problem greater than his toothache. Or witness Ollie's glorious minute of screen time, where he wakes up in the dentist chair to discover that his tooth was pulled instead of Stan's. This was also the first movie where Laurel and Hardy milked laughs from simply laughing their heads off. Later examples occur in Fra Diavolo and Way Out West. Funny thing, though, about the doctors in Laurel and Hardy movies. In this one and in County Hospital, doctors let Stan and Ollie get back on the street under the influence of mind-numbing drugs with nary a shrug. If medicos really were that cavalier back then, it's no wonder that the litigation industry is the giant it is today. All right, that's it for this segment, save for my usual shameless plugs. For 18 years, I have nursed along a website devoted solely to Laurel and Hardy, including reviews of their teen movies, reviews of some of their biographies, interviews with their biographers, and sundry other Laurel and Hardy minutia that will keep you amused for hours on end. You can find this website at the URL leaveemlaughing.moviefever.com. That's leaveemlaughing.moviefever.com. Also, I have a Facebook page to correspond with this podcast, and it has the same name as the podcast. So look it up on Facebook under Hard Boiled Eggs and Nuts, a Laurel and Hardy podcast. At that Facebook page, on its cover photo, you can find the URL to our podcast's website, as well as URLs for the many venues where you can find our podcast, including Google Play Music, iTunes, and Anchor, the parent website that sponsors the podcast. And finally, I have an email address because I love feedback, so if you have anything to say about this podcast, good or bad, please feel free to email me at hardboiledeggsandnuts@outlook.com. If you were listening for the first time, I heartily ask you to please indulge in the previous 40 episodes of the podcast, and please hit your subscribe button as I update this podcast regularly. If you are listening to it via iTunes, please leave a star rating and or a review. It really helps. And in any case, I thank you for listening. Hope you will come back soon. And until next time, this is Steve Bailey saying goodbye.